G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 54 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is all about being or getting comfortable training by yourself when you're preparing for selection. And I put something recently on social media about this, and I was talking about that specifically, that you need to get comfortable training by yourself when you prepare for selection, because that's what's going to happen on selection. But the other point to that, which I didn't mention on social media, is that you want to have the balance with being able to train by yourself, but also train with others. And I'll go into those two points, it's the same point, but two sides of it, in a sec. But the first one, training by yourself. On selection, you're going to have a few days, particularly for the solo pack marching, where you're going to be by yourself. You're going to be outfield, you're going to be humping along, trying to get as many checkpoints up. And you will find a lot of people will quit during this period for a number of different reasons, all right? It could be that they realize it's not for them, or they think it's not for them. They might not have done well on the 3.2 or during the kit check or whatever. Something's gone wrong in the first couple of days. They're not doing well on the actual navigation. You know, they've got lost. Maybe they've chatted to someone along the way, which you're not supposed to do, but obviously dudes do, and they've chatted to someone and realized that they're way behind on the checkpoint or the commas that they need to get up. So for whatever reason, you'll get a lot of guys that quit, and often it's just that they're in their own head, all right? They're out there by themselves. They don't think they're doing very well. Their partner misses them. They miss their kids. Whatever fucking reason they want to tell themselves of why they shouldn't be there, that they'll quit during that. We get a lot of people quit during that. So you want to be comfortable training by yourself. And a lot of people, when they're training for selection, some people will train in the groups and not so much by themselves. The other point to it, though, is that you get a lot of people train by yourself, like me. I train pretty much exclusively by myself for selection. And then when I got to selection, it was interesting dynamic because I wasn't really used to being so, or in an environment where you're so competitive and you're comparing yourself to others, which will happen naturally. You will compare yourself to others, all right, particularly on selection. And normally, your everyday PT, if you're in the army, if you're not your regular platoon, you're probably high up in the PT standards, right? Whereas on selection, when you're in that group environment, everyone's super fucking fit and you might not be at the top. So it's an interesting dynamic when you've just solely trained by yourself, and then you turn up to selection and you're in this group dynamic and you're not the best at PT. And sometimes you might have your ass dragging out like I did, and you get instructors in your face, all right? And then you're in your own head thinking, have I prepared enough? How I'm looking at these other dudes, maybe I don't stack up. That guy looks fit, that guy looks tough, whatever the case may be. So my point with this is you've got to get comfortable with both, because both will have an effect, or will affect you on selection. Whether it's you solo pack marching and you're in your own head, and you'll pull off there for whatever reason, whatever bullshit reason you want to make up, but also when you're in that group environment. So you've got to practice both. So practice solo work, but practice the group work, all right? You want to get used to that group dynamic of being competitive, comparing yourself to others, learning how to deal with that, all right? Knowing that you don't necessarily, well, you're definitely not going to be the best at everything, all right? So you've got to be comfortable with that. So then once you've practiced all of this, when you turn up to selection, you'll be good to go. The other final point I'll make is that what I used to see personally a lot is that dudes would train together the whole time training up for selection, especially if they're from an infantry unit, you get a number of guys from that unit that will come. And then as soon as one guy pulls off, especially if it's one of their senior guys, or particularly maybe a team commander or a section commander that pulls off, or someone who they think is going to do very well and should get through selection, once that person pulls off, it's like a domino effect. And then you'll see, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them pull off at the same time. So that's really something to be aware of as well. Don't get too caught up in the dudes that you're training with, all right? And don't only train by yourself. You got to get that mixture right. So then when you turn up to selections, like everything that I always fucking talk about, you're going to be prepared. You're going to be prepared for everything. You're going to be pretty comfortable in most areas, all right? Don't think you're going to turn up and be a jet in fucking absolutely everything. That's not the point. That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is that you want to expose yourself to all these different environments and understand what selection is about, understand how to get ready, and make sure that you're ready in all these different areas so that you're going to put your best foot forward on selection. All right, that's it for this short episode of the podcast. Make sure if you want any help in regards to preparing for selection, you hit me up. Okay, you can visit operatoredge.com/selection, or you can email me, reese@operatoredge.com, and we can have a chat about preparation for selection and get you ready. Got any questions, make sure you hit me up. Again, you can email me. If you're watching this on YouTube, put something in the comment section. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Hope you got something out of this episode, and it's going to help you in regards to preparing for selection. All right, that's it from me, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.